Let's begin with some basic questions. Why are you running for office? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving the public as Allegheny County Executive.
Sure. Well, since this is, appropriately enough, this is for LittleIssueMatters.org, is my story for why I got interested not just in this office but public service in general begins in Littleshute when my dad moved the family to Littleshute in 1980, about 30 years ago. And he moved the community to start a Lutheran church, and so I followed him door to door as he introduced himself to the community, inviting them to join the congregation. And so I was at a very early age, a very young age, that I understood and learned the importance of serving your neighbor and serving your community. And so it ultimately led to a run for the state assembly in 2004. I ran for re-election in 06 and 08, winning re-election both times. And most recently in the last session, serving as majority leader. I'm running for county executive. In many ways, it's an extension of the objectives I sought to attain by running for lieutenant governor in 2010, which was to move into an executive role. What I found in Madison is so much of the public policy decisions are made in the executive branch, pound for pound, dollar for dollar. It's an extremely important role, and so I want to be a part of that discussion and want to serve my community, my state in that way. Now, of course, I'm not going to be serving the state as a county executive should I win, but I will be doing a lot of those functions reserved for the governor, for the office of the governor, but at a local level, in the county level, because in so many ways the county is an extension of state government, in that you implement everything from law enforcement to the court system, infrastructure development, you have the airport, waste removal, pretty much all basic services you come to, the community comes to rely on, that derive from policies, mandates for better, for worse, and money from state government. So I think the next 4 years are going to be very critical. I think it's incumbent upon the next executive to continue to provide high-quality services in our county at the lowest cost rate. And I'm in the best position to do that because, number one, my legislative experience. I think a lot of this battle is going to come down to whether or not we can get our fair share from the state government. And that's important because those tax dollars originate right here in Allegheny County. They don't all originate in Dane County. It comes from here, and so it's incumbent upon us to get our fair share. It also comprises about 20-25% of the overall state budget, with a lot of signals and suggesting that the state intends to cut that portion. We have to fight tooth and nail to make sure that our tax dollars are returning from whence they came. Number two, as majority leader, I served as a consensus builder, basically getting 52 legislators from 52 different parts of the state with 52 different agendas on the same page for hundreds of bills that ultimately became law. And then number three, my commitment to public service. I've knocked on over 90,000 doors since I first ran for the assembly in 2004. And I think in addition to having consensus building experience, in addition to having a former legislator who is in the best position to lobby the legislature to ensure we receive our fair share of those tax dollars, I think having someone who is committed to the public, going door to door, being in the community, listening to their concerns, responding to their concerns. I have a solid track record on all three counts. I think that's what qualifies me to be county executive.